thank you for healing. We thank you for breakthroughs. We thank you for all that you do even now today. Your name be praised forevermore. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, you may please be seated. For some time just now, I wanted to go into last week I wanted to go into talking more about the Word of God and how you should open your heart to God's Word and be inclined to hear His Word. Whenever you come to church, you open up your heart, you're coming to church, you're coming to God. Whenever you're coming to God, you must incline your heart to hear, to receive, be ready to do as He says to you. Amen. But the Lord led my spirit to share with you something in... I just want to share this with you in a few minutes, so we can get this wrapped up in minutes and you can get the light. In living for God and serving God, there is the sense of us. There is the sense of us. There is the understanding that God wants to, that God brings us into a family. Let's do that. He brings us into a family, a people. It's a people. He puts us together in living for, in coming to know Him, in believing. We begin to talk about belonging. So, as you believe, you begin to belong. It's important that you belong so you can grow. So we talk about the family, and you come into a family, you come to a church, and you begin to relate with other believers. But it's important that you also understand that though we have the togetherness and the desire and God's desire to see a people, or like the Bible says in Hebrews chapter number 2, verse number 10, God desires to bring many sons to glory, right? You see, God's desire is to bring many sons to glory. So, though we have that desire from the hearts of God to see many, to bring many to His, to fellowship with Him, then, but there is still that understanding that the believer should have that he or she as an individual is vital and central and actually stands alone in this pursuit. So it's like here and there. There's a family, we believe, and then we begin to belong. But you must also understand that the believer must also understand, you must also understand that there is still this place where you must understand or be ready to stand for the truth, to stand alone and to live for God no matter what other people are doing. Hallelujah. Time and time again we see God call people and they have to stand alone. He calls them and brings them and they have to stand alone. And we know that there's the fellowship, but we must also know and welcome the loneliness in the desire to live for God in this generation, wherever you find yourself. And that's what I want to share with you. So, you have to prepare yourself to be His flag bearer. You might be the only one holding the torch. And be the only one standing and defending the fort. You might be the only one wearing His badge. You might be His chosen vessel to stand in the gap. As the Bible says in Ezekiel, I sought for a man. So it is the same God. Are you here? It is the same God who said it was His desire to bring many sons to glory in Hebrews chapter number 2. It is the same God that says, I sought for a man. It is vital that we understand this. Because remember, we will say that when preaching to people, talking to somebody about Jesus Christ, we will say, even if it was just one person, he will still come to die. Because we try to show and demonstrate the heart of God in the value of one. You see, but when we come together and we begin to live for God, we are tempted to miss the idea of strength, of developing and building ourselves to stand for God and to hold and to be His flag bearer and to be the one holding the flag. The only one, maybe, at the time holding the flag. We must appreciate, we must welcome that, we must understand that and appreciate that truth and prepare ourselves to live as the one. The one through whom the power of God will flow to touch this generation. The one through whom the power of God will flow to touch this neighbor and that girl and that boy. It may not come from any other person, but from you. You might be the only one that would model truth and light to that person. You must prepare for that. That would get you up serious. That would get you to see you are valuable. Hallelujah. This is serious. You get up and you're serious because you say, I'm the only one. Because you could be the only one. What about if it's just you left? Come on. Would you live for God? Would you be able to stand? The believer must prepare for this. Would you be able to stand if it's just you? Would you be able to speak His name if it's just you? Yeah. We must get ready for this. Abraham, let's begin to look at this. Abraham, I called him alone and I blessed him. Imagine it was just Abraham that was the flag bearer of Jehovah God. Abraham, just one man. Are you still here? How do you think it was for him holding on to God's name when he was just the only one? Now, it is valuable, it is important that we understand this, because you see now that he held the power to continue this thing or to destroy it. The way he handled himself and the way he walked and the way he talked and the way he believed God could have affected all of us too. Come on. So Abraham was just alone. Then if you consider Abraham good, but let's consider Lot. Abraham left his father's house, mother's house. He would still have some contact with them. He dwelt in Egypt for some time, you know, and he was in the midst of people, all manner of people, yes. But can we now consider Lot? Lot was in the midst of wicked, terrible people, and Lot stood alone. Come on. Number one, you are important. If Lot fell, then the name of God in that region too would have fallen. You see. Number two, you might have to stand alone. And so you might not always have a brother or a sister by your side. Would that weaken you? Would that make you fail? Can you be one man army? Come on. Think about it. Can you be one man army? So you see, I am valuable. And so when you are training and you are working, this is not that kind of message. I want you to see something. It's like I want to paint a picture. I want you to stand and say, oh, at the end of the service and see. Because in understanding this will make you begin to build yourself and train and receive the message like we were talking about last week. We said you need to incline your ears to God's word and be ready to do God's word, ready to hear, ready to follow God's instruction and all that. So you're not just doing that, okay, some guys will be doing that, I'm just coming to church. No, you now take your service to God seriously because you could be the only one. You could be the one left to declare His name. What would you do? What would you say by that time? You are valuable. You see, number one. Number two, you must be ready. At all times, armed at all times. Ready. To speak His word, to defend His name, to shine His light. In that school, in that office, around that place, the only one. Defending and standing for God. Believing in God when around you, all around you, nobody does. The believers must be ready for this. It's funny, I think we don't have that anymore as such. And so sometimes we play with our faith. Why? Because we have a pastor, we have a church members, we have everybody put together. So we can afford to be, come on, I'm preaching, I know. You can afford, let me still rest. Let me just do as I like. I can be doing whatever I like. Why? We have a church. We are a force. True, but you must be ready to stand alone. It's not going to be about the majority. One of the issues we have even in the church right now, the church just wants to do majority. But you must be ready to live in the minority. And not just live in the minority, but to just be the only one. Because Lot faced it. Abraham faced the same issue. Noah, the same thing. You see the pattern there? Noah, the same thing. Bible says, in your whole generation, only you. Can you imagine? Noah, can we just look at some scriptures? Who should we start off with? Let's start off with Lot. I think I started off with Lot. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse number 7. Look at what the Bible says. And deliver just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. Come on, are you there? He delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. So if that were you, what would you have done? If you can't beat them, join them. Or, somehow, would you begin to become weak after a year and a half, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years? What will happen to you? What will happen to the church who stands to defend the faith? In time. You must... Now, I had to say the church. Sometimes it's you and I. Sometimes, maybe at the end of the day, it's just you. What about if your brother turns around and walks away? What about if your family, this is where the message is going to. I'm going to give you some relevance for you. So you understand I'm not talking some stuff here. I'm showing you scriptures. What about if in your family you are the only one? Would you just say, this thing is hard, and you cower? The believer must be ready to hold his faith and hold it alone, even if nobody is holding. You must be ready. You must be armed with it. You must be ready in your family, in your class. You have a class of 40 people, only you. Now, listen to me. I hope you're still in church today. I'm not talking about the fact that everybody in that place, now hear me. I'm not talking about everybody in that class, unbelievers. No, sir. No, ma. I said only you holding on to the truth. Not that the rest of them are not Christians. But that the rest of them will still live in a kind of shade. But you will say, this is the truth. This is white. And this is where I stand. That's tougher. You know that's tougher. In a society, in a place where everybody will just bend. And when you are saying everybody, you are thinking all the Ogun servers and Juju servers. No! I mean by everybody, even those who say, I know the Lord. What will you do? The issue we have, if we don't understand this, and holding on and knowing that God depends on you. You. To hold the thoughts is to say, since they are all doing that, everybody, and they are Christians, then I join them. And then we all are. But what about if God placed you there to be his man, to shine his light? You. And then you have to be prepared. So we see that Lot alone, vexed,
And so if you look at the place, everybody, and you look at Lot, a whole city. When we say a city, I mean in that time, you could talk about that's where everything was happening. Because people were trade happening, passing through that place, everybody. Nobody but Lot. But Lot was good, because we talk about a city. Noah was worse, because God said the generation. Everybody. It wiped the whole world. Lot was just Sodom and Gomorrah. I mean, when Noah, he says, see, the whole thing is messed up. Have you stopped? I'm preaching now. Have you stopped to ask yourself, how did Noah do it? Dilutes, come on. Did they dilute him a little? They didn't. They didn't. He just continued living. So this is where we practically say, even if everybody leaves you, Peter said it. Now this is Peter now. Matthew 26, verse number 33. He said, do everybody, Peter said it. This, you know, it was Peter that got me here. That is the verse. What does this one mean? Peter was echoing what every believer should be able to see. Peter said, even though everybody leave you and be offended in you, yet I will not leave you, I will not be offended in you. Me. He's alone with 12 disciples. I don't know if you're in church, I'm talking to myself. Alone. 12 disciples. They were all there. But Peter said, all these guys. See it now. So, this goes further to say, if we all come with that kind of faith, we now help sharpen each other. Truthfully, if we all come, this tells us to come with that kind of strength. That kind of strength. So everybody says, if they all leave you, would you turn there, please? Look at it. We know the scripture, but I think it's nice we just say it. Matthew 26. Verse number 33. You see, Peter answered and said unto him, though all men, did you see that there? Though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, that this night before the cock crows, thou shalt deny me three times. Look, I didn't leave that part out. I just want to say it. That is the context with which Jesus said that. He said, and remember, Jesus later said to him, you will stumble, but when you come back, you strengthen your brethren. But this was the mind of Peter. It's the mind of Peter I want us to look at. In the mind of Peter, I stand alone and I stand with you. All men. So Peter said, the whole world can turn against you and be offended in you, but I will not. We must be armed with that kind of truth also. Are you still here? In our faith, you might not have considered that before to be stopped. Let's take it like this. Though everybody here turn against the Lord, yet will I still love the Lord and serve Him with my life. You see that? You see? Say, well, no, we're all together. Just hold that place. Because it might just be you. You are important in the scheme of things. You could be holding for His light to that people around you. Your faith. And this is why we come together and then we can stir each other. Because you come strong, holding for truth in this dark world. And then I come strong. I'm holding for truth also in this dark world. And then together we stand strong. So in my heart, I love you. I'm glad you're here. But I'm ready to go the distance. I'll go all the way. Because they came from a group. Of Hosanna in the highest. The whole city. To away with him. They had the 12. He had the 12 also. And then he had this one
But at the end of the day, Jesus was willing to do, I just mentioned Jesus now in this same matter, was willing to do what was right, even if everybody left him. He said, Peter, you too will go. So before you begin to bother, this will not be long, like I told you. It's a simple truth that I hope that you embrace, because that is the only way you make progress. You see, it strengthens you to work hard and make progress in your Christian work. Because you're looking at it, and I'm looking at myself, and I'm like, it's just Dr. L. So I have to work hard. I have to grow. I have to push myself. I'm doing all that. But you know, when it's us, many a times, we don't really put in that much effort. We're not prepared. And then we go out, and then maybe a brother, someone tires, then you too, not that. You know, you got people tired many times and turn away from the truth. So because he gets tired and turns away from the truth, doesn't mean I will get tired and turn away from the truth. I've made up my mind. Are you still here? So Jesus says, all right. He says, everybody, all men will turn away. Peter says that. He said that. I said, all right. So can we say that? Can you say that? In the brotherhood, that if everybody would begin to turn the truth into a lie and begin to say, no, would you still stand? I said, no, this is the truth we have come to believe. I'll send his friend nothing. It could be you that he wants to be the light to sharpen the others. Come on. What about if he knew the others would fail and then he planted you there to be the light to help sharpen them? And I'm saying that to you. And guess what? I turn and I say that to you too. Because it could be you. So guess what happens to everybody? Everybody's all strong. If we abide this truth, we'll go out into our world and the world will not be able to quench us because we are ready to stand alone. Called Abraham and I blessed him. I called him alone. Alone. But do you try to imagine Noah, the whole world? Can you? Come on. Because sometimes what encourages us and gives us strength is that, truthfully, the fact that I know that right now, all around the world, there are believers standing for the name of God. And when you go online, I mean, you could just think that this guy is a great man of God, that guy is a great man of God. Just go online or go to a Christian TV channel and you watch. If you sit there, you won't go, you won't do anything. Because pastor upon pastor, truth upon truth, revelation upon revelation. And you're like, who is this guy? What does this guy say? I mean, that's powerful truth. But I was so blessed. Tell me, this program is going, okay, let me just hear this guy. Who is he? But, you know, I'm so blessed knowing that all you guys are there. And then I relax and say, it's not only me. Come on. So this Christian, but let me tell you, I'm going to live for God. It's not only me. What about if it's only you now? If it's only you, will not live for God again? I don't know. I don't know if you're getting me today. If you now know it's only you, go. What would you do? I say, it cannot be only me. Come on. I might be upset. That guy says, there was this great guy some time ago. I knew him, so I don't want to mention name. Music, Christoph, you might not even know him if I call his name. But Music, Christoph, I knew him because I could tell he wrote this song, he wrote that song and all that stuff. He says he doesn't know if Jesus is Jesus. When I heard someone say, I said, no. I mean, I dove to you, buy data, search this, so you don't know. I watched the video myself, like, oh, dear Jesus Christ. I love you, guy. But in this case, yo, I'm not with you on that stuff. You see? So, because you are encouraged, truthfully, by the brethren. But you must know that you have to hold the fort yourself. Because they could. So he comes to turn many souls to glory, but the same God says, I sought for a man. I'm not looking for many people now, I'm looking for one. He said, but he's looking for many people. Yes, in the many people, you are the one. So in the many people, I am the one. So I strive. Right? I said to turn somewhere. Am I giving you a scripture? Huh?
Okay, we read the scripture. So let's now consider, I think lastly, for me, Apostle Paul. In 2 Timothy, chapter number 4. Second Timothy chapter number 4. Look at it. Verse number 16. At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. I know I've told you, I've taught from this verse some time ago, just recently. But at my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. Boy, that's something. Does that not make you begin to... No, because I called Abraham, Lord. You said that Old Testament, New Testament, we are a church, we are ecclesia, a koinonia. I speak all your Greek. I don't know Greek. I managed to pass English. But Paul says, at my first answer, that you are coming the first time you to defend your faith of Jesus. And you have preached this faith to many people. And they've said, Hosanna in the highest. Some of them have even sowed seeds. Some of them are, the power of your life, they believe in you, they stay there, but nobody stood. Then you can begin to stammer. I used to teach that Jesus is Lord, It made me wonder. It made me think. So, how did Paul manage? All men, said everybody, all my church members, Pastor Ehis, with all the speaking in tongues, Kalawaya, hey! Possibly. Then I begin to doubt. I begin to doubt. Is this thing true? Is this thing real? Maybe, come on. Maybe I'm holding it too much. Maybe there's, you should do it like there's a way. Because there were people preaching in his time. The Bible said they were preaching the gospel to add trouble to his trouble. They were preaching the gospel for money also. There are people already then preaching the gospel for money. They were taking positions in the church for money's sake. That's why there's no way he ran into Timothy and saying that he should not be after money. Not for money's sake. He that wants to be a leader in church. So you don't think it's now that somebody wants to be a leader in church because he'll be paid a fat salary and people will honor him, carry his back, carry his head. No. It has been that. There's honor that comes with living for God, serving God. So it just happens to be like that. Like that. There are people already like that. And here you are, standing for the truth. And then you get there, and you look around. On the Christian stand, there's a stand, don't say. You look for your side. Nobody. Yeah. Everything becomes past tense. I preached. Past tense. You can't. And the guy is stammering. He's there, stammering. We can think about it and laugh, but how would you feel? you're not sure. So nobody stood there, but the Lord was there, stood by me. That when I read that, notwithstanding, I always say, yes! I don't know if we can shout at that. That's powerful. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood by me. That's powerful. It's encouraging. I don't know how. That's the scripture I can't teach. I don't know yet. Because maybe you just have to. You just have to really believe something. That's the only way you can. You have to experience that. You really believe something. And then you are standing and you are saying, God, you are confessing that healing. You are confessing that stuff. And it's not visible. And then it's like, it's not. We are not there. You're confessing that progress. You're confessing that stuff. And you are standing and you are believing and it's not there. And then you're not sure if everybody thinks you are crazy or not, or if you are lying or not, because you could think you are lying, but they could just say, and then you're not sure, but somehow there's a tap on your shoulder. The Lord stood by me. How did he know that?
He said, notwithstanding, the Lord stood by me. How did he know that? There's an assurance in his soul. God was there. Because the intellect or the vision or something. Man has seen visions, whatever. Stood by me and strengthened me. Inside of his spirit. Bible says, we are one spirit with him. He received strength. He knew the Lord was there. The Lord was there. See, as I was standing here, I knew, and I could say beyond a shadow of doubt, that he was there, standing with me, and he held me, and infused me with strength. So, when you live for God, as we have chosen, brothers and sisters, to live for God, as we have chosen to stand and to declare his name and to live for him, to spend our lives for his glory, we must embrace this truth, knowing that you could be doing that and the people who would have expected, who you expect to surround you and to give you strength might not be there. It might just be you. So you wake up. You might be the one to shine the light for us. Yes, we might need to see your faith and repent. Come on. We might need to see your faith and repent. We might need to see you and the way you are living and your sacrifice. And even though in the midst of your poverty and difficulties and challenges, you are still saying Jesus and love. And you are still doing that. And then some of us used to just look at you and just say, Lord, forgive us. What about if God wants you to hold the light like that? What if God wants you to hold the light like that? The truth. And then you help us turn around. Because you stand. Because you stand. Because you kept on giving. You kept on praying. You kept on shouting glory. And then we were already getting tired of shouting glory. We're already getting tired. But you kept on shouting glory. You kept on believing. Just you. And then there's this Sunday I came to church. I was like, well, this is terrible. I'm tired. And then because B didn't come, B didn't come, C didn't come, and then I'm like, oh, it's time to service to start. Where's this? Where? I don't know. I'm even that. Did he even call me to do this? I'm thinking. It's my thinking. I was thinking that made me think. I was thinking. I think so. And then you walk in, and then I'm like, dear Jesus, have mercy on me. Thank you, Jesus, because your light just came and gave me hope. What about, would you stand like that and be the one, the only one maybe, still holding on to the truth? Would you be the one that Jesus will turn, look around, and there's nobody and you're there, and he says, alright. Or would you say, you look to the left, say, this one, or you sit in the bus, come on, and the bus is on your foot, and then you have maybe four people left, and everybody's leaving. Everybody's leaving. You really want to stay because it's good. We'll make it. We'll go. But this guy leaves. The other guy leaves. What do you do? Would you come down, sit down too, and go? Or would you stay there and say, I believe? I don't want to come down. I'm not coming down because I want to come down. I'm coming down because they are coming down. I love Jesus. I'm not leaving Jesus because I want to leave Jesus. I'm only leaving Jesus because, come on. I love Jesus. But they are leaving Jesus. So, I'm leaving Jesus not because I want to leave. That's what I'm talking about. Don't get to the place where I'm doing it and I know I'm doing it and I want to do it. Even if everybody goes. There was a time we used to sing songs like that. If everybody left you, whatever song kind of stuff. Still, I'll follow you. We come and sing Lover of My Soul now, all manner of romantic songs to Jesus. But with the rate of divorce, it's, those songs will fail. I think we have to go back to the hymns that were hardcore and strong ones. Lover of my soul, jang, 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 woo, see the crowd, you feel electricity. Okay. But you say, we come and we kneel before him and say, Lord, it's just me. If just me, I still follow you. If no one follows you, if everybody turns around, I'm here. I'm standing, living for you. The Christian must be alive with this truth. Because it was this truth that Peter had in his heart. And Jesus said, when you're commanded, strengthen your brethren. In that, I share with you revelation. We're not talking about perfection. We're not talking about somebody that has it all put together. We're talking about somebody that has made up his mind to stand and to live for God. And he became the light to help the others turn again back to the truth that they believed in. Because they believed, but they needed somebody who will lead them, who will stand there, who will stay there and not go. And so they all did that stuff, and Peter stood. He fell, and then, no, this is the right. I hold it. And then they all turned back because of Peter. Are we going to be turning back because of you? Or are you waiting for somebody else to hold the light, then you will turn back to that person? But I would want everyone to turn back because I'm still standing. I want you to have the same faith also. Because maybe there are times when I'm doing like this and I turn back and I see your light. Come on. And I see you strong. And then I say, alright, no. This is true. We have to stand by it. And I turn because of you. And then you turn because of me. And then together, we live for the Lord. Every believer must be ready. It might not just be together in church. It could be in your house. It could be in the class. It could be during NYC orientation camp in Nigeria. What you do in the camp, only you living for the Lord. It could be in the office. Everybody is just, they all shared flyers from church here and church one, church two. But when they gather together and talk, all manner of filthy conversation. And then you're there, holding the light, and you refuse to partake of that. Guess what? That light you hold begins to shine. See, but since all of us, we are Christians in this place, they won't tell you, they won't begin to challenge you. You think that we are not Christians? I think we're not Christians. You don't need to answer all those things. Just smile. It's your business. And then in your light, they begin to see lights. Will you hold on like that? Or will you just say, everybody, and you go? Will you take the light of Jesus to your family? So maybe in your family, everybody say they are Christians, but they're not living and holding on to the truth. And you are holding on to the truth and it's tough. Would you not just join them? It's my brother. They are brothers and sisters. This is my family. You don't know why. This is my family. You must be willing and ready to stand alone. So we come from men like Lot in a whole generation, in a whole city. Sodom and Gomorrah, only Lot. How this thing is funny. Now you could get encouragement because there's a crusade somewhere happening beneath there's a church. Nothing. No, but only you. How would you even pray? How would you live? And then Noah, the whole generation. Abraham, the same thing. The whole area, everybody. He says, the Lord spoke to me. Peter, in the midst of the 12, says, if everybody will leave you, I will stand with you. Paul says, see, everybody left me. But I still stood and the Lord strengthened me. The believer should wake up. We should wake up to that. As we go out with the light of God's truth, we must remember, we must know, understand that it's just us. No matter what happens, you have to hold that light. Because it is in your light that they will see light. It is in your light that many people will turn and repent. Let them turn and join you. Let them turn and say, we were wrong. Let them join you.
Don't wait for somebody else. Maybe it's you.
When Minister Sokomento began to sing just now, I was thinking about that you. It is the light of God for sure. I was like, all right, you're touching that stuff again. That you thing, you're touching it again. That's what I want to talk about today. It's you. Maybe it's you. The light of God will flow through you. He will do it through you. So everybody says, they can't give, but you will give. And we can't help this person, but you will take that step. And guess what? You take this step and begin to help that person. Guess what happens to every other person? They begin to join. Hey, what about if they don't join you? Would you not say, nobody's joining? Join now! Join! Okay now. I'm not doing. Or would you stand there? Apostle Paul says, my first answer. Sometime people came. First answer, he said. He said, but the Lord stood by me and strengthened me. And when people see the power of God in your life, when your family members and that people in that class, in that house, in that community begin to see your life, many of them will begin to live and serve God in truth. You will not know the many lives that are impacted by your stand and by the life that you hold. They might not tell you. But later they'll say, you know, I was sometime wondering about this church thing, this stuff. They began to see you, you're preaching, you're going to church, you have been doing this stuff. But somebody in this community, somebody around just say, you see, you come to church, you live for God. I see you got hearing something and you're holding on. And I know it's not just, I see you, I know your church. And with you guys are still standing, I would have just thought that you get there. And I told myself, I'm going to live for God. I was facing similar issues in my life. But because of your stand, I took my stand. So when you back down and think standing alone is useless, I want you to know it's not useless. When you build yourself and you are coming to church and you are living for God in your community, in your house, and all that, and you think it's nothing, it's just me now, just know that it is not for nothing. That many will turn because of your life. So you have to be armed with this. You have to be ready to be the one. Come on. This man shall be blessed in all the states. This man. Not everybody. This man. We'll take that scripture sometime. We'll say, I'm that man. I'm that man. I'm Noah. Can you be? Can you be Lot? Can you be Noah? Can you be Paul? Standing alone. Would you say like Peter, Lord, if everybody leaves you, I'm still standing here. I'll still be standing. And it is in that light that you hold that many people will turn and begin to come to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we are strengthened today. We are strengthened today by your word to live. I might just be the only one, but I'll stand for your truth. I'll live for you. If no one joins me, still I will follow. If no one joins me, still I will follow you. And with all that have joined me already, living for you, I take a stand to say, even if they turn around, I will still stand with you. Lord Jesus, I stand with you. Kitumbako segle the Holish. Nibo kosegele mahandis. Lumbrana kamba sata karadalus. I live for you. Alone, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. Stand. Lord, I'm your man. Come on. I'm your man. Would you pray, Lord, I'm your man. They get tired. They don't show up. I'll still show up. They get tired. They change their minds. Lord, I'll still be standing here.
In my light, many will see light. In my light, come on. In my light, many will see light. It'll be tough. But I choose to stand. I made up my mind today. It's just me. It's me and you. Come on. It's me and you. Dear Jesus.